see me with this can in my hand, could be a giveaway that we're gonna play something really fucking fast! I want chaos! This is called Born!
Thank you.
welcome. Good night.
Welcome to the show. Let me see your cigarette lighters in the crowd there. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome to Thrasher Feast Theater. This is Live After Dinner. And what you're going to be hearing tonight is all live versions of songs from bands. And we started off with the Scorpions. We started with Deicide. And then we went into Nevermore. I don't think you could have a more diverse set if you tried. Mike, what's going on, man? You ready for the show?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Jake, you ready for the show?
Mike's hungry. Yeah, I'm ready. Hi.
All right, so let's get into what we just heard real quick. What'd you guys think of Scorpion's Blackout?
I thought the hair metal episode was like a month ago now. Well, why am I still being subjected to this?
I was coming in here with an open mind, and now you're in for it. Like, so just so you know, you just set yourself up. But anyway, Scorpions, that was off of Worldwide and Live, and that was like a major influence on me as far as live stuff. Me and my brother would watch the VHS all the time, and I love that tune, and I think the Scorpions are very legit up to a certain point. Blackout and Love at First Sting are great albums. Then you heard Kill the Christian by Deicide. Deicide's one of my favorite bands of all time. They're just, I think they're very different from other death metal bands, even though their subjects are, you know, very similar, and just Satan, and that's all they do. But I think that the way they wrote their songs and the way they kind of, how heavy they are, but also like how creative and thought out they are, Deicide's always been my favorite. And Mike, Nevermore, which I did not expect to like, which I actually did. I thought that was a great tune. Tell me
because they're great. That was off of their album This Godless Endeavor, which is probably their most like overall cohesive and just solid albums. Like it really hit the point where like they found their own. They really found what Nevermore was.
It was great. It was great. Even the sing song stuff did not bother me. It reminded me like a lot of like heavier Queensryche. I liked it a lot. Hey, Jake, what do you got for those tunes?
Yo, hi. I'm just here to learn. That was good. I had never heard any of those songs before, so thank you.
What was your favorite of the three?
I didn't really have a favorite. It was a good rock block there.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Like, cool. Very different.
Looks like the crowd's getting restless out there. Let's get back to the music here with some Black Sabbath.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Us was there drumming the finale of Creeping Death. God, that is such a good version. Are you out there?
Yeah.
I said, are you out there?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back to Thrasher Peace Theater. What you just heard was Black Sabbath with Symptom of the Universe, and that's coming off the Never Say Die VHS. Really interesting story about this VHS, though. There are some out there in the wild, and it's they're really expensive and hard to find, where the track listing is completely wrong. So when you're watching the video, it comes up NIB, but it says, but it's Fairies Wear Boots. So like somebody for their first time watching this probably thought that those songs were those songs, and for years just like caused like probably trauma amongst like someone being like, you don't know Sabbath. Yeah, I do. This is NIB. You poser. You know, kind of thing. But the actual VHS is like, you can hear Ozzy with this weird rasp.
Well, for what's a VHS?
Never Say Die. It's
no, those letters. What are those? What does that mean?
I don't know. Like a video home service. Like that's my best guess. I don't know.
Is this like a DVD or a Blu-ray type of thing?
No, it's a VHS, like beta VHS, like before you were born, how we watched stuff. When the cable boxes, like you had to hit that thing down and then hit the button and like your picture would come up. It was like work, dude, like rabbit ears. That shit, it was work. You had to earn that entertainment at that time.
Yeah, Mike just kind of broke me, actually, because I don't think I actually know what those letters stand for, and now it's like I can't move on with my day until I know.
We need an intern who can Google shit for us.
Yeah, seriously, it was like free credits at like your local college. So, anyway, so that was from that VHS, and then we heard No Leaf Clover off of S&M, and I'm blaming Mike for you having to hear that.
You're welcome.
What's your reason for that?
I just love that it was a song that they wrote specifically with the orchestra in mind. Like, it wasn't like they're shoehorning some existing composition into an orchestra.
I had no idea.
Arrangement. Like, it was made directly with them. Like, it was an original song along with Minus Human on that album. So,
I've never heard that album. I will never hear that album.
You are missing out. They played. I don't think they ever played this song again live until SNM2 just recently, which I haven't listened to the new live version, but I know they definitely played it. So it might be the only two live performances of it ever.
They should just call it Masochist, because you have to be to listen to it. All right, and then we heard Creeping Death, which needs no introduction. I think that's one of my favorite Metallica songs, if not my favorite Metallica song. Jump in the Fire, maybe, because of that just insane endless solo at the end. It just never ends, and it's the greatest thing ever. But that was from Seattle 89, from Live Shit, Binge, and Purge. So glad I still have my box out of that. Like, I have all this stuff. It's just great that I still have it. You know, a lot of people, like, do that Purge, get rid of all their stuff. Nah. I kept all my shit.
You should try listening to the version of Creeping Death with the orchestra.
How about no? But, Jake, any thoughts on the Metallica stuff?
The Creeping Death is, like, untouchable, I think.
It is.
Yeah. That's the good shit.
It totally is. Well, see, the crowd's starting to boo, I think. Hey, don't throw that at me. All right, we're going to get back to... We're going to get back into the music.
All right, this is Motorhead with Rock and Roll.
Well, yeah, babe, look at you and up at someone else. Just like all the others, leave me by myself. I'd like to talk to you. I don't care if this one. I don't care if it's all. I love him if you may. I love rock and roll. It satisfies my soul. It's how it has to be. I won't get mad. I love rock and roll. Save me from the cold. And if that's all there is, it ain't so bad. Rock and roll. Don't imagine growing older than anyone. Much into it.
Annika, please lead us. My friends, live, learn, laugh, love.
Seed now, love.
Big metal ending for a punk band. All right, welcome back to Trash the Peace Theater. The first song we heard was Motorhead, Rock and Roll, and we really got into an interesting conversation while listening to that. Like, Mike, I understand now why a lot of this doesn't make sense to you or doesn't move you, because you don't have any, like, history with punk. And as you were remarking, I totally get it, because when you were coming up, punk was fucking Rancid and Green Day.
I mean, even Rancid is probably better than, like, it was Blink 182 and, like, that pop punk stuff, where it really started to devolve into what became the scene and so-called emo stuff.
Sure. So, I mean, I really recommend you going down the rabbit hole of, like, old punk, and I'll give you a list of bands, and I'm sure Jake and even Nick will probably give you better bands than I could. Then you'll start to feel some of this stuff. You'll start to understand why, and you won't be like, oh, this is just old and nostalgic. Rather, you'll feel the energy. Like, you'll get it.
I mean, I've gone into a little, like, I've listened to Black Flag. I like them.
Yeah, no,
but I guess
know.
That's not There's... necessarily the like the Ramones or something like that. Like, if that's what you're talking about, then that.
Jake, name two bands right now off the top of your head that he should listen to when we leave today.
Black Flag and the Ramones.
All right, well, I did one of those. I'm halfway done.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Did you just say that?
Yeah, I just said
that. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
I'll get back to you.
All right, I got homework now.
Okay, and then we heard Devin Townsend. Mike, I watched this video. I'm not coming in here, like, guns blazing, like, this sucks, this is garbage, except for the fact that I think that Devin Townsend has Hep V, and that's for True Blood fans, that reference. the acrobatics and shit, like, I don't know what. Explain this.
All
video.
Right. So this was part of the Retinal Circus. So this is a song from I forget what album, but I think it was Empath, maybe. I don't know. So he did this live show called the Retinal Circus, and the whole point
it
is
hurt
that
my retinals.
The whole point was that it was a circus, like, literally a retinal circus. It was a visual overload. Like, that was the entire... to that end, it was definitely successful. But, I mean, there was a lot of theatrics, like, you're a fan of, like,
the only thing that I can... The only thing that I liked about that video was the fact that there was an actual welder doing, like, so I was like, all that welder's metal? I was like, it's literally welder's metal. Oh, God, literally, like, he's doing, I don't know, that was really something else. That guy, strange goings on.
Yeah.
And then we ended with Bad Religion, with that set. Now, the Bad Religion, you know, they're more punk, and a lot of people don't know them as metal. However, that video was on the Headbangers Ball a lot. And watching that video, it really had something to say more than the fucking Nelsons and the, you know, the kicks and whatever was going on with the girl, you know, kicking rocks, going down the sand, waiting for her boyfriend to come back, and the guy was singing over her, going back, whatever. The Bad Religion video showed, like, crosses on a highway, and it was, like, kind of pointing to, like, this Bible belt, you know, everything is Jesus, everything is this. And I really migrated to that. I was like, these guys are saying something. So I was a really big Bad Religion fan from that point on. Jake, what about you?
I just wanted to ask something about the Headbangers Ball. Was the show called Headbangers Ball or the Headbangers Ball?
I think it was Headbangers Ball.
Okay, because you just called it the Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
Which sounds like the Google or like the Twitter or the... Sorry.
Hey, the old crowd's getting mad again. Anything else to say about that? Yeah, see, the crowd's getting really agitated. We got to get back into the music. Are you ready?
Music.
I said, are you ready?
Music.
This is the last band of the night.
Music.
This band is Nervosa. The band was founded in 2010. They are from Sao Paulo, Brazil. They are a three-piece all-girl thrash band. I was doing some research, and I found out about them, and I don't know how they got past me, but this band fucking roars. They're awesome. I hope you dig them. This is the last band of the night, everybody. Let's see your hands. Let's go. Nervosa.
This one goes for the activists. This one goes for the militants. If you believe a cause, raise your fist. If you believe in equal rights, raise your fist. Raise your fist, don't fear. Raise your fist, don't fear. Raise your fist, don't fear. We'll be right back.
All right, that's it for the bands. Thank you for coming out. It's been an awesome show. It's good to have you. Get home safe. Stay tuned for Kona Neutron's Protonic Reversal coming up next on RadioNope.com.